I like how Som doesn't think that I'm this at least the second most degenerate in the plummet.
Apparently, Ed, he was a reasonable one on the plummet. What are you talking about, Som?
I'm reasonable right, because I keep my taste to myself.
Greetings, Plummet Universe listeners. It is officially episode 28 here on December 10th, 2023, and it is our 1 year anniversary. Woo! Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are 1 year.
Oh, yeah, Stevie. Here you go.
Wait. Stevie. Oh, that was great. I love that. I didn't even know that was queued up. I love that. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. It's your boy King hosting today. We got a lot of cool stuff to cover. It's so exciting to be here as 1 year as a podcast. Joining me from the beginning, he just woke up from a wonderful nappy. It's Mike. Mike Adu, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, King. How are you?
Mike is bringing the excitement today on the 1 year anniversary. Mike,
yeah, a hype man.
Yes,
he is excited. We're gonna get him going. You know, let's kick it over to another guy who's also sleepy and tired today because he is not feeling well. It's Ed. Ed, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm ecstatic to be here.
All right, I'm gonna be bringing the hype today. That's right. We're doing it in front of a live studio audience today for our special anniversary. Hopefully this guy has a little bit more pep in his step. It's Gizmo. What's going on, Giz?
Hello. I'm all
here. Oh, I'm excited for this show. 1 year. Who would have thought we made it this far?
It's amazing. Incredible. I mean, we're going to talk a whole bunch about some past stuff. We're going to take a look back at some anime from a decade ago. And then we're also going to wrap it up with just looking to the future of the podcast, what we hope to achieve, maybe some ideas that we have, guest, everything like that. But you know what? Before we get right into it, I want to hit you with some links real quick. Go check out links.animesummit.net. There you are going to find all the information, not just about this podcast, Anime Plummet, but also our big sister podcast, Anime Summit, who, you know, shout out to those guys first and foremost. They have been nothing but huge supporters of us throughout this entire year. And so I want to get that right off the top. Som, Danny, Nick from Anime Summit, we love you guys. Thank you for helping us out throughout this whole year, giving us this opportunity. This has been one of the best experiences I've had. In addition to all that cool content, come join us on the Discord. And there you'll find me, Ed, Gizmo, and Mike always hanging out. We're always talking, chilling, talking about anime, manga. You can check out Manga Book Club, which meets Sundays, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're wrapping up here in a little bit. We're reading Zelda Twilight Princess. It's okay. Come to the meetings. Let me explain it. It's okay. And the last thing, too, is you're going to find the Patreon there as well. If you give like a buck a month or something, you're going to get early access to all of our episodes, including summits. We usually put it out a couple days beforehand if we can get it out there for you, as well as bonus content. This week, I'm actually going to be putting out, or no, it should already be live. Go check out a new happy hour cast I did with our buddy Snowman and Sen. We just talked about Manga Club the whole time. So if you want to know what's going on over there, check it out. Before we get into it, does anybody want to say anything special for our 1 year anniversary?
Yeah, didn't think we were going to make it, but here we are.
Let's hope for at least one more year.
I just want to say I'm really grateful to you, Mike, especially because you kickstarted this whole thing. And to be honest, I've had a lot of fun doing this podcast, and I'm someone, if I don't get like someone to drag me along into stuff like this, then I never do it.
Yeah,
so I'm very grateful that I didn't have to like to kickstart the whole thing. I had to just tag along.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm in the same position too. Mike and Ed are like the brainiacs behind this whole thing. They got the gears turning, and they asked Gizmo and I to kind of tag along, and that's the best band. And once we got rolling, we were off to the races, it felt like, you know.
Yeah, my gears are moving a little slower these days, but it's still moving.
we're struggling a bit, but anyway, so that's the nice thing about this group is that while one of us is down, the other ones are usually cooking, so that's okay. We're kind of on the low right now, but that's all right.
That's all right, because we're a good group now, and we're brothers, and yeah, we're a band of brothers kind of thing, and that's been probably one of the most exciting things about this last year. And you know what? We're kicking off with the reminiscing segment right now. Let's go around the horn and kind of just talk about, you know, what'd you enjoy this last year? Did you have a favorite episode? Did you have a favorite guest, topic, whatever it might be? And let's start off with Gizmo.
Yeah, when you wanted us to pick our favorite episodes, it's honestly very hard to choose. I think there's a lot of good impression episodes that we had. A lot of fun, but they kind of mix in my head, so I'm not quite sure if I could pick one of them. The episodes I remember the most are like the Studio 4C one that we did with Som and Sen. I think that was really cool, really fun. Obviously, Som is great when it comes to podcasting in general, and Sen also amazing. Good manga club buddy of ours. Then the Girlfriend Smackdown with Nick was probably my favorite episode so far. In general, we laughed so much. It was chaos because Nick and us four, it's like a lot of arguing, but it was so fun. And obviously, our Thunderdome episode, I'm just happy that everything went so smoothly, and it was a lot of fun preparing that, and I think it was a fun show.
Quizmo's Thunderdome is now our best like soundboard piece of you know, media that we can just use anytime we want.
The single most soundbite that has gotten the most like that was awesome kind of response. You know what I mean?
People love that. And it's funny too, because I think of the Thunderdome episode, and then it also makes me think of the Higurashi episode where on the Thunderdome, Gizmo really steps up, and on the Higurashi one, Mike, you're like both your guys' editing skills. Think about from where we started, episode one, which if you go listen back to, it's like, ooh, damn, that doesn't sound as good as.
Yeah.
You guys actually gone back and listened to it like recently?
No, yeah. I don't want to, honestly.
No, because we don't have certain things dialed in with sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like 5 years from now, maybe we can listen back to the first episode and laugh about it. But now it's too fresh. It's too
just painful. Cringe the entire episode.
Oh yeah, I think I was reading off of like a typed sheet, so it sounds unnatural and terrible. And
yeah, I think that's the worst thing about the first episode, that we don't sound very natural. We just like we prepared in our mind what we wanted to say about our guilty pleasure shows, and then we just ramble off.
All I could think of is like me stumbling across trying to read a description whenever we started doing our seasonals. And then just reading two sentences and stuttering halfway through, losing my spot, and then just saying, fuck it, I'll wing the rest.
Yeah, that's something that we can talk about at the end when we go to our looks in the future, where we maybe improve some stuff. I think like the synopsis reading in our impressions and review episodes is one of the things that I'm not quite sure we should continue like this.
We could get rid of something like that. Bringing it back to one of the episodes you mentioned too, just the Girlfriend Smackdown again. That was a project we set up, we set out for, we got with everybody's schedules. We made sure we had plenty of time for watching. We watched, you know, tons of shows and learned a lot about different shows that are perfect for Plummet. And I think we executed it. I mean, I thought that was especially with Nick, that was a party, man. That's just, that one felt really good.
Just a lot of build up, and then it all came together. I was very hesitant, to be honest, when you said let's do the SmackDown at the end, because I was like, we've talked so much about these shows at that point. Do we have anything else to say? But it worked out really great. So
Yeah. And that was just one too, where we, like, the four of us, we put a lot of time and effort into it. And then we kind of just invited Nick along because it's like, we need a wild card. Yeah, we need someone that just has, like,
I mean, we need a tiebreaker, right? So be a four.
Yeah, we need a tiebreaker. So. And he was the perfect guest for that too, because it was just like rowdy, rambunctious. So we had a good time absolutely. With that.
I think it helps that we weren't like, so the key to Nick is don't be too beholden to what you love. You know what I mean? Like, meaning the fact that we didn't have that super emotional attachment, because he's not gonna bring any respect. He's just gonna whatever it is, he's going to just fly.
He's gonna pick
face
who's of, hot. That's yeah, pretty much yeah, it. Yeah. Like, who's hot? I'm picking that person.
Or some other stupid thing. You know what I mean? So
you have anyway, to, but that's not a bad way to judge a girlfriend comes. Competition.
Yeah, that's for this. It's perfect, right?
Yeah.
So
100%. You can't constrict the Nick. You have to let him fly.
There we go. I like that. Let him free. Let him free. Let's kick it over to Mike. Do you have any, you know, good memories, favorite episodes, anything you enjoyed this last year?
Absolutely not. No. I think it's kind of like, maybe I should do, what I should do is I should go quickly to, what is our thing? Spotify. Check out our podcast on Spotify, because they have places where you can, fill out the, you can like answer questions or polls or stuff like that.
That's right.
And you can see where I screwed up and accidentally put two of the same girlfriends in the same, as options. But anyways, I just kind of wanted to, because most of it, obviously the one I'm most proud of is the Higurashi Hoedown, which I feel like no one listened to. But that's okay, because
it's very specific, right? Whenever we do specific shows, it's probably going to be a bit fringe, but that, I think it's
that's fine. That one was near and dear to my heart, because I took a lot of like, kind of like very much like skit comedy that comes out of Canada and stuff like that. Things like Royal Canadian Air Farce and This Hour Has 22 Minutes, The Red Green Show, all these kind of things. Like, that's a lot of what I was putting into that. And
the work you put in was pretty damn good, Mike.
Yeah,
like, for sure. With all the foliage, the sound effects, and even just trying to set up the scripts properly.
Let me just see. The other one was my boys love to yaoi men, the yaoi episode of my After
Yeah, I remember that one.
I had a little bit more of a grandiose thought for that, but it just wasn't going to work out. So, but it still got like just a fun sort of view of being people able to talk about things that they enjoy, which may be a little taboo. That's okay. That's all right. And so I'm looking forward to, that's one of the things I'm going to talk about later, is I'm looking forward to continue to just sort of branch out, looking at sort of people's enjoyment of things that are adult content kind of thing. But also, so that's stuff I've done personally, but I think the Studio 4C episode was just phenomenal, like, in the sense that, like, for a moment we became respectable. Like, we covered, like, we actually covered,
that was our,
like,
that was our
things.
First highbrow one.
Yes, almost. Like, we actually recovered something, like, worthwhile and, like, intelligent. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just like,
yes,
this is amazing. These were interesting, if not great shows. Like, I think of the party one that wasn't that, but I mean, it was still fascinating to look at some really weird stuff. And also, like, these guys talked about the girlfriend. We've already hit the girlfriend stuff a lot, but the Gizmos Thunderdome, I loved how well that hit off with fans. We got a lot back. A lot of people seem to enjoy that, and that's good. Like, I mean, yes, we do this for ourselves, but also hearing that people enjoyed stuff, like, makes a big difference, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's fun when you guys chime in on the Discord or on our episodes on Spotify. You can write in about stuff. We'll always, no matter what it is, we will always read it on air for you to give you a shout out. I think for a couple weeks though, it was always like, Gizmo is super cool and right, and he is the best. And I was like, okay, this just feels like Gizmo's
great
writing in.
Solo,
Oh man, I love that. Ed, what about you, man? Favorite past memories, topics,
feel like,
episodes?
Like, it could be recency bias, just because Quizmo's Thunderdome was so much fun. But even like the first like game show thing we did, where we had a guess the character type of thing with Fruit and Snowman. That one was also a lot of fun. And that one's a, like one that I don't really think about a whole lot, but when I do, it just brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, I think with that one, I'm not quite sure if that concept holds for an entire episode. I mean, I think we did a good job on that one, but I'm not sure I want to do that one again. Maybe as a little game every now and then, like for 20 minutes, not like an hour.
But episodes like that are usually the most fun, where I don't have to do anything, just show up and have fun.
That's so where Ed's come from.
Speaking of not playing, Ed, we need to get you to kind of take a lead on something here.
I've got something. It's going to...
He's cooking.
Yeah, I'm cooking. It's... I don't know if I've told you guys about the build your own anime thing, right?
Yeah. We got that. You were telling us about that for sure.
Yeah, so that one's going to be fun.
Yeah, but that's we can discuss good. That at the end.
Yeah.
Look into this.
For sure, man.
Those are fun. Or when we watch something just ridiculous, kind of like our Wicked City, Demon City.
Yeah.
Doubleheader. Just because like some of the shit you saw in those were like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and I think that's also a good example of an episode that probably not a lot of people gonna listen to because it's very obscure movies from the 90s/80s. I don't even remember. But it's just fun, a fun thing to do. And how many podcasts have like an episode dedicated to Wicked City? You know, it's
kind of like just a fun popcorn watch that you guys could just shoot the shit about, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. No, that's dope, man. Favorite episodes that come to my mind. Episode 7, The Plummies. This is when we're starting to like really get into the flow and just feeling natural on a podcast. I feel like,
yeah,
like this is that point where I'm starting to notice, like we put in a lot of work, we have ideas, we build out documents and spreadsheets. And then we start to deliver like more quality. The sound is getting better by this point too. And it's just, that was such a fun one. I don't even remember who ended up winning who got the plummy for the year, because we did like this intricate, interesting thing that I would totally be up for again for because we, you know, the year's almost up, so we could have our plummies.
We haven't discussed it, but our plummies definitely have to come back. Where we don't value the typical traditional things. We're looking at bus lines, we're looking at panty shots, we're looking at you know, what are our best lollies, what are our best shodas, what are our best, basically everything. You know,
the important stuff, right?
We need penny shot of the year for the next one.
Yes. That's a good idea. Yeah, like there we go. That's a good idea.
That's going to be a brain scratcher because I'm sure there's someone that kept track of that, but we're going to have to really think about where the heck we saw penny shots, basically.
Oh, 100%. We'll pull up some shows. But we want to have like a categories for things that you're not normally going to hear on a lot of other podcasts. So that's what makes this whole show fun. I mean, we're just trying to do... because we all have anime podcasts that we listen to and absolutely adore, Anime Summit being my number one for sure. And I was like, well, what if we could just create something a little bit different for our friends? And now there's like other folks who listen, which is always cool. Reach out to us, say what's up. Another great episode that I remember is kind of our first big collaboration with the Anime Summit crew, which was the plummet of the summit, 9,000, 2,200 XP Blow Your Butt Out Awards, which was, I don't remember who won that either, but I remember it was a total shit show. It had all seven of us going at once, and we were going bananas over good shows, bad shows, everything in between.
I think Cyberpunk won that year, right?
I didn't even see that show, and I'm sure it did.
How have you seen that show? Oh my gosh.
Because we watch, some people, it's the same reason I'm not watching Frerin right now. Is because somebody has to watch all these bad shows, okay? Everybody, okay, all the podcasts you listen to, watch the good shows. We watch the bad shows, and I can't take on the good shows.
I'm still watching Freyan. Oh my goodness. What are we going to do with you?
But yeah, what you would like doing? Cyberpunk King, I'm sure.
In like 2 years, King's going to show up and be like, why didn't anybody tell me this Cyberpunk show was so damn good?
I'll be a couple years late. You know, I watch some popular stuff sometimes, but I'm also catching up with like, I just watched My First Girlfriend is a Gal or something like that from 2016 or 17. Good. Yeah. So I'm like watching these old staples
Oh boy, and, do I have a list for you.
Are you just stuck on the girlfriend shows now? Did we?
My brain is like broken. Seriously, I feel like I'm empty. I'm an empty husk on the inside ever since the Girlfriend Smackdown, which was the only other one I wrote down for one of my favorite episodes, just because like I'm such a fan of Nick. It's super like the fact that like me and my boys laughing our asses off. And like overall in this last year, that's been the most enjoyable thing about this show is just every week getting to check in with my guys, laughing our asses off, doing everything we can to make each other laugh. And that's like, that's just what I live and die for, is just for fun stuff like this. So that's, in my opinion, the best thing that I've gotten out of this show is just getting closer to these guys and having fun. Any other reminiscing thoughts before we move on into our look back into 2013, guys?
Mm-hmm. Try to see if there's anything maybe we... Who Am I featuring Snow and Fruit? Well, there we go. There's a blast from the past.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah. That's a good one. Let's see. No, that's about it. We have a lot of previews and reviews in the backlog. Got to do more retro reviews. So far, we've had two episodes of that. But yeah,
The waifu list review. When we found, I found this random website.
Yeah, that's
that just put on. It was like, here are the top 30 waifus, and we just went down and like roasted them. And I think I actually think I said the begin, like whoever won first place first, I was like, who the hell is this bitch? So just the first 10 seconds is me revealing who number one is.
I don't remember that.
I remember the
episode, but
well, that, you know what, that was almost a year ago, because once again we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary, which is the best, dude. I love that. There we go. All right, well, let's move on into our next topic, boys, which is we are taking a look back 10 years ago, and we're just going to take a look at what came out in the year of 2013, see if we've seen any of these shows, give any comments, any reviews. Maybe there were some stinkers that maybe, and here we go, maybe there's a show on here that most of us haven't seen that would be good plummet material. So let's keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it meant for everyone? I'm just writing down what I want to see. I'm not talking about the.
Oh, well, how about we start with what you've seen? Maybe something catches your eye.
No.
I've seen
a lot of 2013 anime.
This is kind of like, to me, it seems like a banger year, but maybe it's. I figured like if this is a Mike Plummet kind of year. I don't know.
We can discuss at the end how we think this year stacks up. Maybe in comparison to our year, the present.
I guess I should have actually looked at this ahead of the episode, shouldn't I?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's okay. That's a very, but you know what? That's a very Plummet thing to do, is one of us is just like, I didn't tune in all week. I have no idea what we're talking about, and I'm going to make it up as we go. And that's part of the fun. I have a list.
I was busy feeling sorry for myself, okay? Thank you.
That's also important work.
Also very important. Taking time for your mental health is always important on the show. Starting off at the top of the list, 2013, guys. And this is really relevant now because it just ended. Attack on Titan Season 1 made its debut. Did anybody watch this? I didn't watch anything live.
Should we go season by season? Start with Winter 2013?
I don't want to pull all that shit up right now, to be honest with you.
I got it.
I linked it in the Discord.
That's fine. See, the thing is, so the thing for me is, I haven't seen most of these shows, so won't.
That's fine.
I haven't seen. So right here, Winter, I haven't seen any of these shows.
All right.
But
let's start off.
Somebody go off. Yeah.
Inuyasha, which is a Plummet show. You already know. Yeah.
All right. So put it on the list.
It's also a girlfriend show, Inuyasha. It's about this one guy.
What the hell is that?
Who like kind of gets blackmailed into being the most popular girl's boyfriend?
Oh, I've never heard of such show actually.
Yeah,
no. It is by A1 Pictures, and the source is a light novel, which you know that's quality.
Yeah,
it's actually it's the second most favorite show on Mel. Interesting. Never heard of it.
Definitely a Plummet show.
The second show here, I haven't heard of this though. What is this, Emma? Tamako Market?
Tamako Market?
What is this?
Yeah, it was a popular show.
That's a Kyoani show, right? I've heard of that
one. Yeah, Kyoani. I guess it's one of the crappy ones, because, man, no one ever talks about the show. By the way, I'm just joking, because I know full well this is like one of either Kai's or Wormy's favorites. I can't remember which of those two, but I'm just being an ass.
The most popular show this season I've actually seen, it's Problem Children Are Coming From Another World, Aren't They? So, you know, it's a light novel. And this is an absolutely terrible fucking show. I hated that show so much. I don't remember anything, but I remember I finished it for some reason, and at the end I was like, holy fuck, this was bad.
It's got a cute bunny girl on it. I do. I like cute bunny girls.
It's fine. Yeah.
Have you guys seen My OU? UO?
No. At first I saw
that. That's a popular booby gif one where she like pops up and her boob shake and on.
Plot.
I just watched that.
Yeah.
I just watched that.
If you do Discord, type in the gifs for plot, it'll be that it's her boobs.
Yeah,
it's her boobs. Yes. That's the plot.
It's actually my plan to watch list.
That is such a such a bait and switch anime if ever there's been one, because literally it starts off with these phenomenal like boob physics animation and then just like goes become, oh, you're gonna learn about economics for the next 11 episodes.
Then it's actual plot after that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like it was still an interesting show, but yeah, it definitely like so I've watched that one actually.
But I've seen one other show this season, and that's Chia Yafuru season 2. Did you guys watch
Chia? I don't know what that is. I've heard of Chaherna Ferner, right?
That's the Chaherna Ferner.
Yeah. You're going to like the way you Chaherna Ferner. I guarantee it.
That show is really great. I love Chia Yafuru.
What is this about? Is about
it's
about cards. They slap them on tables. I don't know.
Is this just classy Yu-Gi-Oh? Is that what I'm getting from here? This is like classy Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's Karuta. It's like a competitive card game where it's really weird. Like the concept of that sport, quote unquote, is really weird because it's there's like an announcer in the front of a bunch of people that play one on one against each other, and the announcer just reads a poem, a Japanese poem, and
you're losing me, dude.
They have a bunch of cards in front of them, and they have to pick the poem that the announcer is reading as fast as they can. And so, picks the poem the first wins. It's super.
This is not sounding Plummet material right now. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Higurashi has. Do you remember when they were like playing a card game in not at the school, but at a store in the town, that there's one, and the boys like help out trying to help out. Like he promises you'll hook them up with the. Anyways, they're playing a similar game there.
Anyway, it's a competitive sport, and it's actually the show is really really cool. It's kind of like a typical like shonen sports anime, but it's actually a josei, so it's made for women, kind of. So it has. Like romance aspects, and it has a very cool love triangle. You know me, I love triangles.
I love love.
And it's super engaging and super exciting. And it's one of those sports shows where there are matchups later down the line where I don't know who I want to win, but I'm rooting for both of the combatants. Kind of, it's really well made. But it's not really Plummet material, you're right.
I got you.
No, it is a little high. Okay, which go ahead, Ed. Give us
Senran Kagura.
I was looking at that. I was thinking to myself, we need to explore the young ladies that go to ninja school, and part of being in a ninja is apparently losing all your clothes. So,
of course.
Ah, yes.
How else are you going to move in combat?
Yeah, well,
close, just restricted.
This has a 6.28 on Mal right now.
There's a series of video games that came out for play. They're basically known as being not like porno games, but basically being like
very lewd games.
Yeah, very lewd games. Essentially, a lot of boing sound effects. If you get my drift. In the sort of same category, we have Haganai next. Has anyone here watched Haganai, or is this the one?
Yes,
show
I have.
Yeah, that's also definitely in the sort of Plummet category, I think. It is. I don't know how to describe it exactly. Like, it is.
It's like, what was that one show? It's like romantic love comedy snafu, but less dramatic.
Yeah, less dramatic and more lewd. Like, it's sort of, there's some smart writing to it, but there's also a lot of, like, the main dark haired girl is kind of flat, and you got this blonde girl who's super busty, and she's just constantly slapping her tits, like just constantly, like in anger kind of thing. And it's just
I have no idea what we're talking about right now. Jesus,
just put it on your list, King. Just put it on your
just
list.
Get to the next. All right,
girlfriend is a title, so King's never gonna watch it.
Let me say this too. I'm amazed right now because I haven't seen a lot of these shows in 2013. And I'm like scrolling down, and you guys are still going on shows. You're like, this one that has a 4 out of 10.
that's a classic.
Yeah.
Like a 4 out of 10 is our category. This Doga Koba, I put this on my plan to watch, was GJ Club. I have no clue what the heck is.
I've seen that one. It's like the ultimate slice of life nothing show. If you just want something to have on the background where nothing really happens, that's your show.
Beautiful.
There we
go. Maybe we should move on to spring.
Let's get into spring.
12 anime. Holy
112 spring anime, is the number one show on spring 2013. Attack on Titan season 1.
What?
Spring, a lot of heavy hitters.
What show is that? Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
Man, never heard of
it. Is this like a sci-fi where they go to that moon? What is that? Jupiter or Saturn that's got the moon Titan?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Anyways, interesting. Never heard of it. Moving on.
I was gonna say I didn't see this show until 2017, so I was a little bit late to the party. Yeah, but
I think I watched it in 2019 as I was just coming, because it's like, I gotta come back into anime. So speak of me back in 2019 being like, I'm watching Dragon Ball Z again. This is fun. What other shows are big on Netflix? Oh, Attack on Titan. Let's watch that.
Yeah.
I think Attack on Titan is one of, or maybe the show that brought me into anime, actually.
This got me into wanting to see weekly stuff, because I remember when they announced the second season, by that time I was interested in, so that's when I started watching week to week. And man, on Attack on Titan, that first season, I'm saying it right now, hot take, that was the best season for me. Every season got progressively worse for me, because it's just the visceral craziness of season one just really shook me hard.
We might do something Attack on Titan related in the future, so maybe we should just...
Yeah. Maybe we should hold off. And everybody and their brother knows it, so that was fun. What else is on here?
The base. Okay, so let's move on.
Yeah, the basement. Thank you. That's all we have to say.
The basement. Devil's a part-timer I have next on any list here. That was a lot of fun. I'm very sad about how rough the second season has been.
I heard it did not turn out well. This is the general consensus, is this show sucks season two, so I probably won't ever go see it.
No.
Season one is phenomenal, though. It's one of those shows that I've rewatched multiple times, at least season one.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll go back and see it again. But yeah, later on, it just kind of like loses its way. So I don't know if it's more the source material or if it. Well, actually, no, the production is just,
I feel like it's mainly production.
Yeah,
it just didn't hit the same.
I watched season one very early on when I got into anime, and that was actually, I think, the first comedy anime that really like hit with me I don't really like most comedy in anime because I think it's cringe and doesn't translate and it's made for children. But Devil is a Part-Timer was really cool, and season two was so disappointing. That was actually my disappointment of the year, that when that came out, because I was so hyped, and it failed on every aspect. It was crazy what they did to that show. Absolute tragedy.
This is another season I haven't seen any of these fucking shows besides Attack on Titan. This is amazing to me.
You suck then, because next we got my team romance comedy snafu, which to me is also
you guys like this?
Yeah,
I loved it. Me and Ed definitely
and Gizmo,
enjoyed
right?
This is my plan to watch.
I got called out on the summit episode on the Mel roasting because I gave this a 9.
It's a good show. Like, it is a smartly written romance and comedy kind of thing. Like, I love the relationship they have. You know, a little later seasons, it does get a bit meandering in the second. I haven't watched the third yet. And that's my one.
I think the second is just as good as the first one. But the third, like the final season, sadly is it gets a bit generic rom-com-y for me. So I think the third one is the worst, but it's still a good show and it's still a good ending. It's just not quite on the same level as the first two seasons, in my opinion.
I don't know. Just post the video where she's thinking about the catfish and like pretending like it's a cat and petting it, and she's like, "Shh." I don't know. It always hits me every time.
Guys, I got a question for you real quick. I'm scrolling on the list and I come to what is a 7.15. It is called The Hentai Prince and the Stony Cat. Does anyone know about The Hentai Prince?
Do I not only know about it? I've watched it. I own it on Blu-ray and I have one of the figures from the show.
Let's go, Mike.
Okay, so Mike. Go. What is The Hentai Prince and the Stony Cat? Can you? This just caught me.
It is a weird show. It is supernatural. Like it basically what it is your typical sort of like slightly etchy, like rom-com kind of thing, but with a huge supernatural twist to it, in which this girl says, "I don't want to have emotions anymore." And basically, she ends up inadvertently turning into a deadpan lolly in the process. And so, like, it's the whole, like, just that. And there's a second girl as well that kind of makes up a bit of a love triangle. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. I don't know how else to describe it, but it is just a bit of a riot. It's very funny.
That's the one with the main guy. He wants to be a pervert or something, but no one ever believes him.
Well, no, they kind of know him. But he inadvertently like comes out as being like competent more so than he plans to. And it's only this like deadpan lolly that sees him for what he really is, which is a big pervert.
Yeah.
And so yeah.
That's
so
the word.
Pretty much.
But it's not even tagged as edgy. What's up with
that? Yeah, you don't see a lot of panty shots and stuff like that. Like it's just more like fact that it's just it's titillating. It's very like lightly titillating, I guess you would say. It's not like overly.
There's also a classic Mike show, Ora Emo.
Oh, Cheapers.
Season
yes.
2.
Ora Emo season 2, actually.
You guys are skipping, though, the big one. Like, it's oh, so,
the
yes.
Biggest Army, one.
The Ora Emo season 2. This is where all the goodwill that's built up in Ora Emo 1, because it sounds like a trash fire, right? I can't believe my little sister is this cute, right? And everyone just thinks about it. And they're like, oh, this could be garbage fire. But there's so much good stuff in season 1. Like, it deals a lot about, like, the perception of women in fandom and how the fact that it's not, like, you know, it's okay for guys to be otaku, but for women being otaku, especially attractive, successful women, like, it's like, no, you can't be like that. And so the whole point is the main character, the sister, has to hide the fact that she's really big into, like, Bushojo games and, like, basically which are, like, Erogi essentially, right? Like hentai games and stuff like that, because she loves the designs and stuff like that. And then in season 2, we finally entered a spiral of, oh no, we actually are going to make this about incest. Sorry, folks. Anyway, so that's
surprise incest.
Yeah, surprise. It is about incest all along. Ha
ha. Got you, idiots.
Like to this day,
I mean, like, with a title like this, can't be that surprising, but
it really should have the drama tag as well, because the shit that goes on between like her and Mamami and all this kind of stuff, like there are some good, like really, what would you call it? Dramatic points to the show. However, a lot of people get very upset by the end and stuff like that. So I think it's something we are talked about. We're going to explore. And I think it's something, have you watched Giz? Have you watched both these seasons?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're like, absolutely not. I'm not on the list.
If you like Domestic Girlfriend, you might like this.
I see a second girl there on the title. Is there a love triangle?
There,
you had me at triangle.
It's more like a octagon. No,
you get king at love and me at triangle.
You get about 4 or 5 sides to it. Let's put it that way.
God, we're such goobers.
It's such a harem. Like really, the sister is the only real one for him.
Let me add actually something, because I actually scrolled all the way down to the bottom on Mao. And I didn't realize this because it's just a fun blast from the past. Spring 2013. What are huge shows still going on? Hunter x Hunter is still coming out. The second reboot. Space Brothers is still coming out. Naruto Shippuden is still coming out at this time. So that I just wanted to be like, damn, there's some heavy hitters that are still making impacts today.
And also Data Live, which we
kind of... Data Live.
That was the one I was trying to get to.
Yeah, that one's been going on forever. And it's...
Yeah, didn't they just have another season?
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it just did. Because it used to be AIC Plus, and now it's Geek Toys is the studio that's doing it. It doesn't, like, season 3, I believe, is where the studio changed at one point. Season 1 and season 2, both classic, like, really strong seasons. I feel like it gets a little weaker later on. I have the light novels for this. I've been trying to read through them, but I don't find them as grabbing as some of the other stuff I've written, or maybe it's just because I've watched it too many times. This is like when I got back into anime, and I started down the perverted road, this along with Danmachi to me are like the quintessential, like, harem archetypes, like for that kind of thing. So it's definitely like something that I would like to explore.
What is Data Life, Mike?
The whole point is he's gotta save these girls by dating them. They're all spirits.
Isn't that 100 girlfriends? Literally, that's like what the plot of 100 girlfriends is.
But this one has more action.
No, this is like literally like half the population has been killed by these spirits, and the spirits are just girls, and they just need to be kissed. And if they're kissed, then they're maybe I won't kill hundreds.
And they move on to the afterlife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So to stop world destruction, you have to date, and that is the point. You have to date alive. Okay.
Yeah. To stay alive, you need to date these girls. Get to it. I like that. Get into the shopper. Get into the mecha, Shinji. Literally, he's like, I don't want to do it, but you've got to.
I don't want to date these girls, and I'm like, bro, you've got to
make out with these girls for the sake of humanity.
100 girlfriends.
Yes, it's essentially that. It is.
Should we love in summer 2013 or
some really cool designs and stuff? No, there's still. We gotta hold on a second. Really quick shouts out. Scientific, a certain scientific railgun season S. I can't remember specifically about it. That's a good series. Flowers of Evil. Why is that name coming up as something that's like it's like taking a like this is important or this is something weird?
This is a horror manga, right?
The manga is my favorite manga of all time.
So we need to watch that. Okay.
But I heard the show is not good.
So I thought we definitely need to watch that.
I know it looks weird because they used I don't know what kind of technique it was. It's
probably CG
in my mind right now.
Did we read this in club?
No, we didn't.
You should nominate if it's your favorite.
No, because he's learned the hard way. Don't put your favorites up in mind.
No, I don't mind if you guys don't like it. I don't think it's gonna resonate with a lot of other people the same way it did with me. And it is a weird one. But I've talked a lot about this manga in general, so if you guys want to read it, then that's cool, but I don't want to force it on anyone.
And it sends off alarm bells on my head, like going...
It is also kind of perverted at points.
Ooh.
So it might...
Well, it does say romance. I do find it, like, it looks evil. It says drama, psychological, and then romance.
It is definitely drama, psychological, for the most part, I would say. Yeah. It has a bit of pervertedness, and it has a bit of romance, but... It has a good amount of romance as well.
And also, I want to just say, shout out to another mildly etchy show, Naruko-san, another crawling Chaos W, another show that I kind of fondly done by Zebek. It's basically Cthulhu horrors taking form and cute girls. Let's go.
Of course.
Anyways, all right. Yeah, that's, and it's just, slice of life dumbness, basically, with these Cthulhu-esque horrors. All right, moving on.
Summer 2013. There's a whole bunch of shows in the top that I have not seen. And then my eye is caught by High School DxD, the new season. Let's go. This is, I don't even remember what this season is about, but I'm sure I gave it a 7.
Wow.
The just highest. A solid 7. Man, do I love High School DxD. I think this is such a goofy, boost. Silly show. I would love to in the future review season 1 with you guys and just all watch it together. And then
yeah,
we'll
I feel like
favorite
this,
gal.
This we definitely have to come and this is definitely like needs to be done by us in some way that is respectful and of the source material of the what is this based on anyway?
It's a manga.
Is it originally a manga? Is that what it is?
No. I think it's a light novel, Mike.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I think we have to give it the respect it's due. Is what I'm
yeah, about. I think if you talk about edgy anime, then this is the one that most people have in mind, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of people have this in mind for sure. Shout out Rhea Scrimery. She my number one waifu for life.
Kano, also up there. Also, what's her name? Jeepers. Her name is just Kitten. Literally in Japanese.
Kaneko.
Yes.
Yep. She's funny. This is just a funny slapstick show, so I had to give its due. Boy, have I not seen any of these shows. We got Monogatari Series 2nd Season, Kingdom 2nd Season.
Phenomenal. Yeah, that's really strong Monogatari Season right there. Looking a lot at what's her name? Oops.
What is that? Hey, what is the world only God knows goddesses? This looks like a plum.
That one's good. It's like a harem type of thing too.
Yeah, that's on my plan to watch list. There, you got the classic Wanamode. No matter how I look at it, it's you guys' fault. I'm not popular by Silverlink.
That's one of those. Go for it, Mike. Sorry.
I was gonna say this is like the epitome of 4chan. Like blame everyone for your own problems.
Yeah,
kind of show it, like a lot of people kind of like just they see that sort of bad part about themselves, and I think they
which
they,
one?
Watamote.
Oh,
it's the girl. Like it's you see her all the time and stuff. She's the one with like she's got like shadows in her eyes and like she like bangs covering her up and like she's basically just not really. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say, that was one of those shows that was, like Higurashi, those GIFs and memes were all over the place when that show was out.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those that, like, got sucked into, like, the anime, like, weeb culture.
Yeah, for sure. Like, she speaks, apparently, to a lot of people. There are so many anime to come out. There are so many. Like, once again, Doga Koba has a love lab. Like, I've never even heard of that. What is that? I don't know. And then
I've heard the name before, but I've never seen that one. Danganronpa, the animation. That's one I've heard of a lot. But
you guys
need
to watch Blood Lad. Blood Lad is a good show.
Is it? Yeah. It's by Brian's Base, which shout out to Brian's Base.
Brain's Base.
Or you just did Danny. You just you did the Danny.
I was doing it on purpose. Fine. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I heard that Danny is so much. I don't even know what the real name.
Which
is.
One's which?
Right. It's yeah, yeah. It's brain space. Brain.
Okay.
Shout out, Danny. We love you.
It's Kizmoza, which looks like Lollyfest. I don't know. It's something. Even though they're saying she's 15, she looks like she's 11. And then scroll down even further. It's speaking of lollies. We have. I never knew that this got a second season. We have. Where'd it go? Rokio Boo SS. This is a show you do not want to watch with people.
And you know what? I just saw a picture. I won't be. So moving on. That's a good wrap up right there.
I want to say one thing about Danganronpa. I heard that you are supposed to play the games rather than watch the anime because the anime apparently is not great, not a great adaptation. That's just what I heard. I have not. But right. Danganronpa seems interesting. It's like a death game, I think. Death game series.
Oh, boy. And that's still hot to this day. And that's funny. Oh, that's so funny. It's about a death game because that's 2013, 2023. They just had that new stupid Squid Games like live action challenge come out on Netflix. So it's like Squid Games, but real life. And what? People still, dude, the point is people still people? Love their death
I'm
games.
Not sure.
It's like fake killing. Like if you lose, you have to pretend you're dead.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Gizmo are like, no, really kill them. You want kill real the death games.
With children.
Dog and Scissors before, but I'm not, can't remember if it was good or
Mike,
not.
I'm surprised you have not talked about Fate, Kaleid, Lina, Prisma Ilya.
I've not actually watched any of those yet.
Oh, and Mike, have you seen any
so
of the
so far down the list. What's that?
Have you seen any of the Hyperdimension Neptunia?
I have watched some of them. Don't ask me which one it was that I watched. I can't remember at this point.
I feel like that's a Mike show.
Yeah, that's definitely, because that's another, maybe, like, Senra,
at least the games.
Senran, Kajana, or whatever.
Wait, I just found something. I just found something. So, Mike, you brought up that Dog and Scissors show, and I had to look into it, and it's a New Guy Signs dog. Remember a New Guy song that we just reviewed last year? It's a boy is reincarnated as a dachshund, and...
Wait, really?
Yeah, he's in the care of a sadistic woman carrying a pair of scissors, offers him help. Yeah, but it's
Gonzo.
It's a dog. It's a boy who turns into a dog who simps hard for some bad lady. So, yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
Also,
dude, I'm telling it's the same thing. Every 10 years, it's the exact same anime. I'm telling you guys. Dude, it's all the same shit over and over and over again.
Shout out to Sinful Gear G. At some point, I'm going to get through that series. I'm not necessarily with you guys. But also, Kai, have you seen Daybreak Illusion by AIC?
Action, everybody take a
shoujo.
Take a shot, everybody. Kai was mentioned on the show.
Stella's Women's Academy High School Divisions Class C3 was done by Gynex? I did not know this.
That's Mike crazy. Is just screaming out long ass weird titles at us. And we're
all right, let's go. Let's go. Let's move on.
Is it fall 2013 now?
Yeah, we're at the last one finally. Big one. Who wants to take this one?
This one also has a lot of hitters. Obviously, Kill a Kill.
Kill a Kill. I mean,
one of my favorite trigger shows.
I've actually never watched Kill a Kill.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, we should review that. That would actually be really fun if all of us did that this upcoming year.
I'd be down to watch that.
I haven't seen it in years, and I like shotgun blasted it so quickly that I don't remember anything of the show, so I'd love to go back and watch
that. I just want to put out there for the record, myself, King, and Giz are all fake fans. We've hardly watched any anime, and the only one that actually knows anything is Ed, and that's why he's always the quietest.
Because
he's watched most of these shows.
It's a reflection of the real
world. I Google in the background while you guys talk, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. What I'm noticing about fall 2013, guys, is a lot of sports. So we got Hajime no Ippo Rising, Kuroko no Basket season 2, Ace of Diamond. So we got a boxing show, basketball show, and baseball show in the top 5 slots, beating out Kill a Kill at number 6 in that year, which is kind of crazy because Kill a Kill is such an impactful show these days. I feel like. You see people talking about it, making fashion about it to this day.
I've heard so much about Kill la Kill, but it sounds like a show that I wouldn't like necessarily. So
yeah,
but
you don't
I'm,
like good
I'm
things.
Definitely open. No,
I think it's an important show to discuss because of the way it handles ecchi and handles like women's nudity and stuff.
I
like
heard
that.
It's a lot of fighting and people losing clothes while fighting, and you know how much I dislike
but
that trope.
It's not like Senran Gakura, where it's like it's done just to please males. Like it's done with a point of like
there's
a point beyond
it.
So that I think it's kind of important to kind of maybe take a look at some point just to
It's fun and it's silly.
I,
but here's the
my
thing
problem
though,
is not
it's
that
silly.
It's done to please males. It's my problem is that it's stupid to like when I watch a fight scene I want to watch a fight scene. I don't want to watch the ecchi.
Well, the fight
the ecchi is
well, the fight
good,
scenes are good. Like the fight scenes are actually good in Kill la Kill, though.
Yeah,
so, well,
like
the action
is
done
this
well.
This is Studio Trigger, like the
high
go,
quality
they
animation.
Go, Yeah, they go guns blazing kind of thing.
Oh, scroll down. Everybody scroll down real quick.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead, Ed.
I was going to say, if you guys have seen Beyond the Boundary, it's another Kyoani show that's super popular.
It's on my plan to watch forever.
And the OG, one of the OG isekais that I really like, Log Horizon. Solid.
What's up with Log? What is this Log Horizon? What is a Log
Horizon? Log Horizon is kind of like Sword Art Online, right? They get trapped.
Yeah, it's like Sword Art Online, but more serious and less.
I think someone had this at a 10 on their list.
Good lord.
Like, who series is in here?
I think Log Horizon first season was okay. I was kind of like, oh yeah, this is nice, but the second season was so boring. I actually dropped it at a
certain point. Slow pace at times.
Yeah, and there were episodes in there that just don't go anywhere. Like just stupid shenanigans, and I was so bored.
Yeah, I like it.
I got a show for everybody to scroll to. I've never seen this show, but I saw the cover image of it. It's called "Wanna Be the Strongest in the World." A lot of waifus. A lot of strong ladies.
You know what's funny? I just scrolled through the whole thing and I don't even know what the heck you were talking about.
It's a pro wrestling ladies.
Woo!
Okay. It's got a 5.76. Now that's a plummet rating right there.
While I'm down in the basement here, Agrippio of Blue Steel, like that actually is a show I really like. I ended up buying a couple figures from it. Not really much talk, unless you're really big into Ship Girls, like not really much being talked about that show. A lot of CG. In fact, the whole thing I think is CG, but I would argue that actually it does it not too badly. So,
Mike, have you seen I Couldn't Become a Hero, So I Reluctantly Decided to Get a Job?
Nope, but that went on the plan to watch list.
You should watch it. Trust me, you'll like it.
That title alone is perfect.
Also,
I watched two episodes of that and then dropped it. I thought it was stupid. But it's a Mike that show, means 100%. Mike might like it.
Yeah, I was gonna say if Gizmo doesn't like it, usually means I'm going to like it. So
one thing I want to say about that show is it has a really cool soundtrack, like undeservingly good.
Yeah,
like there's a bunch of pieces of that soundtrack that I still listen to this day. And
Mike,
Walk Your Roman Eyes by 8-Bit. I don't know. There's a lot of long legs in this freaking cover shot, whatever the heck is going on here. And some drill hair. Like, you know, curly blonde drill hair.
Drill hair.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's a tough word. That's a tough draw hair.
There's Samurai Flamenco?
Yeah, Samurai Flamenco. There's actually a bunch of shows here that I can talk about that I have seen. Samurai Flamenco, most of those actually are from my anime club. Samurai Flamenco is actually pretty fun. It's kind of stupid. It's like a satire of like the Super Sentai shows from the 90s or something. I've never seen those shows, so I don't really know how to compare. But it is a wild ride. It's pretty low score, but I think it's actually pretty fun if you don't take it too seriously, because it doesn't take itself very seriously. And it changes gears a couple of times during the show. It's hard to explain, but it's worth checking out, I would say.
Sorry, Ed, were you suggesting something else to me?
Yes, Outbreak Company.
No, I have not. Comedy, fantasy, having a light novel author, father, and a rogue illustrator mother. Wow.
Also, King, have you seen Tokyo Ravens? I feel like you would like that show.
Tokyo Ravens. Let me find it real quick. Yeah. Tokyo Ravens. I have not seen it. What's the deal? What are we looking at
here? It's these guys, they're like in a clan. But then they have to go to school in the city. They're like Omnioji, so they kill spirits and stuff. It's like action with a little bit of romance.
You had me at little bit.
just smidgens.
It's awesome.
That sounds cool. I'll add it to my plan to watch list. Ooh, you know what? Another one of my favorite reminiscing things is all the great recommendations we get over the year. that we got to watch some really good stuff. So that's one of my favorite parts of the show.
It's almost like I need to take a sabbatical from work and just watch anime for a while. Because, man,
how can I need to take a break from my anime podcast to watch more anime and not podcast yeah. about it.
Because there is a lot of series here. So, like, there's some stuff we covered. Here's some shows that no one's shocked that I've watched. My mental choices are completely interfering with my school romantic comedy. This has a notorious gift of the girl knocking another girl off a dock with her boobs. in the opening credits.
Oh my god.
So that's that show. And basically what it is that he is cursed with this thing where he gets, when someone asks him a question, he basically is given two ridiculous possible answers that he must give. And if he tries to fight against it, he gets immense amount of pain. Basically, it's like a curse from God. And so, like, literally it shows up to him like a multiple choice kind of thing. And usually it's like, okay, do I try to dry hump her leg, or do I try to, you know, basically run around naked or something like that? Like, it would be two just like absolutely ludicrous like things to choose from. And it's like, either chooses one of those two, or he basically is struck down by in paralyzing pain. And so that's essentially what the whole show's so premise stupid. Is. It's kind of, it's dumb. Like, the ending kind of felt like it needed more, but like, it, obviously I think it's just meant to kind of get you into the light novels kind of thing.
I gotcha.
So then we have Nanan Biori, which is like probably like along with Laid Back Camp, the other big, what's the term for it? Yashikai?
Yashikai? Yeah. Just like chill vibes.
Slice of life. Very slice of life.
Yeah, just like living. This was very much the come move out to the country, live an idyllic life, you know, kind of anime. We have Strike the Blood, which is like prime.
That one's solid.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I watched this not too long ago. Boy, is it ever light. Like, this is the most light-ass fucking novel anime.
Light-ass like, fucking novel.
You're just fucking novel. You just fucking, they're introducing guy after guy, and you're like, who the fuck is this? And it's like, obviously, there's a bunch of background here you're not going to be given in the anime.
Introducing
and
girl
it's just
after
like,
girl? I thought that's the kind what's of show that? They're not introducing girl after girl? I thought that's a
no,
kind of show.
No, well, I mean, like, yeah, there are. Yes, there are, but there's also just a ton of villains they're fighting, which are just random dudes. That's like, oh, this is the demon lord. And it's just like, Oh, he's dead now. Okay, well, whatever. Moving along.
Yeah.
It's just, and then of course, the talk about panty shots. You're going to get constant of the main girl holding the spear in the middle there.
Oh, it also had a famous meme line where she interrupts the main guy. He says, "No, senpai. This is our fight." And then it's just like, holy fuck, dude.
Holy fuck, this sucks.
The last one I'm going to bring up is Golden Time, which I watched.
It's a pretty famous romance story.
Yeah, this is a heavy romance. It is a bit of a bizarre romance, like, because, okay, well, spoilers. Amnesia plays a big part in it, and always, it's a weird thing when they bring that into it. And it is a roller coaster ride to follow along. What do you think of this one, Giz? Have you watched it?
I watched it and I kind of liked it. It's not quite spicy enough for me as a romance, but it's still good. It's like
the same wheelhouse
as Toradora for me. It's like a 7 out of 10. So it's good.
Ooh, Toradora. I would say Toradora is a little stronger in this one, but I think, I'm not sure, King, if you're really big, are you like a big like romance, like main romance point? Heavy like drama romance kind of thing.
I'd be open to it. Yeah, I'd be open to it.
I think you might like it, King.
Honestly, it's more like a wholesome romance. This and Toradora done together would be an interesting sort of. But they're both of those are heavy series, like, and they're both 24 episodes. So
the thing is about Golden Time, I don't remember anything. I know I watched it and I rated it on Mel, but I don't remember what it was about. So
the other upside to Golden Time is they're in college, thank God. Like, it's like,
yeah,
oh my gosh,
you're dealing with college-age people.
Yeah, which is like, what a delight. Like,
but in anime, it doesn't make a difference. Like, they might as well be in school.
Yeah,
it's
like,
school,
but
it's college,
but like, that's that that's anime it's in general. Like, I mean, yeah. Like, it's like, oh, they're all in high school. None of these kids look or act like they're in high school.
Yeah, like, exactly. You like, know, it's like Rent a Girlfriend is also in college and could also be in school, and
yeah,
like vice versa. I don't know.
It's all bullshit. But anyways, that's,
like
I never
my
watched
teen romantic comedy snafu could also be in college. Should actually be in college.
Yeah,
the way
they
talk
and act, they're much more like 20 somethings than they are teenagers.
There is also White Album 2, which I want to talk about, because that's also a highly regarded drama romance with like a love triangle. So you would think, oh wow, this is a Gizmo show.
Do you have to watch White Album 1?
No, that's also another thing. I have not watched White Album 1, but we watched this in Anime Club, and the person who suggested it told us we don't need to watch White Album 1. It's kind of like a remake or retelling of the story. I don't know. The thing is, it's not very good. Like, people in Anime Club hated it. It's very high rated, or rather high rated on Mel, but we in Anime Club, we all didn't like it. So it's actually pretty trashy. It has like a terrible MC, and no one understands why this is so high rated. I don't know. I thought maybe one of you can explain, but apparently you haven't watched it.
Like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
So the thing is, I would like right off the bat, the source is a visual novel. Yeah. So like visual novels always, like I was talking to a friend about this, there's always this like je ne sais quoi to like stories done through the medium of visual novels. And the thing is that usually they leave them pretty open-ended, like to allow you to choose, like depending on how you respond to things, how the story flows. So it's always interesting to see how anime interprets that, right? Yeah. And of course you get Notorious for School Days, which is a visual novel where they purposely went the worst route possible in the game, which is why you get the ending that you get, right? And so that's
an
like
interesting
kind of
approach
thing.
Because
there's
I think
a School Days out there where it ends very nicely, and like the guy isn't a complete jackass and he's not dead. And
I assume that most anime choose the best route, right? I think Steins Gate, for example, chooses probably the true ending, the optimal ending, basically.
Yeah. So I can't, like, so you got to kind of take that into mind. It's like, well, why did they choose to go this route, right? Mm-hmm. With the anime. And it's hard to say.
And there's also shows like Amagami SS or Fotokano where they just do all the endings or all the routes or something.
Yeah, that's Soren. What is it called? What's that infamous one where it has the incest? Very etchy, like
hentai. Yoruga no Sora or something.
Yeah, that one. Like where like it purposely goes like each of the arcs. I'm shocked.
And one is with the sister or something. I heard about that.
Yeah. The ending with the sister and all that.
And it's a pretty graphic, right? It's like actual nudity and
like you're watching them like rail each other. And
is this maybe a plummet review incoming?
Yeah, well, definitely, 100%. That's but nice. I think King's watched the half. The fun is King's watched that one, so it's like it's not the shock value is just not there.
Oh, you did?
I realized, guys, I fucked up this whole time. By the way, I've been looking through I didn't go to the movie section of any of these things, and you're getting things like. The third Berserk movie came out in winter 2013. The Wind Rises comes out in spring 2013. Ghibli, the other Ghibli film about the little tiny princess. I forget the name of that one, but she was tiny.
Oh yeah, we can go to the movies. I also didn't skip to the movie.
Nah, don't worry about it.
But give time. We don't have to rush to anything of this, right? I feel like we are rushing a bit.
The Tale of Princess Kaguya by Ghibli also came out.
See, we've covered like 30 shows.
One of the Garden Sinner movies came out.
It's kind of the fun of like doing this flashback 10 years ago. Right?
I didn't realize either. This is strange. But on Mal, they also list all of the hentai for that year. And I'm like, good Lord. I just want to get to the movie section.
Did they really? Wow.
Yeah,
that's the one
Mal
thing.
They
that's
weird.
That's the one problem of any list. They do not list the hentai.
Mike calls it a problem. I call it a solution.
What is this? Sword Art Online Extra Edition, and they're all in swimsuits.
Yeah, I'm sure it was just the beach episode, I bet, right?
Yeah, it's their equivalent of the beach, yeah.
Hey, Mike, just a heads up, you have to toggle on the adult.
Oh, is that what it is?
And toggle. The Belgian. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody set up Mike's AniList account for kids.
King's complaining about the hentai, but I think you actively have to switch on the 18 plus section, right?
I want to be able to get like Berserk and shit, right? Because that's probably 18. Sure. I like that kind of stuff. Here's a question for you guys. Do you have a favorite anime from 2013?
It's Attack on Titan for me.
Attack on Titan season one.
Kill la Kill would be my favorite by far.
Attack on Titan for me and Gizmo. Kill la Kill for Mike. Ed, what about you?
No idea. Maybe Devil's a Part-Timer just because it's one of those shows you could pick up and watch whenever. Attack on Titan, though, is pretty strong because I watched it as it was airing. So there was a whole hype behind it where everyone was talking about it, too. That was like when you started realizing people you know also watch the anime. Because they're like, hey, have you seen this show? It's called Attack on Titan. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. No, I know exactly that feeling too. I had a friend like that. He's like, bro, if you need to watch this. And he was like, I'm going to sit down and make you watch this. And we sat down again. And I was like, oh, shit. Sweet.
But I think we can mention at least some of the movies here. There's
a lot of compilation movies, to be honest.
The Tale of Princess Kaguya, as Mike already mentioned, really good movie.
This is one of the movies
I've seen. That I really, really enjoy. It's from who was that guy? Isao Takahata. And another movie that I really like from fall 2013 is Patema Inverted, Sakasama no Patema. Have you guys heard of that? It's like in a world where the world is kind of split in two. And how do I explain this? When people cross over to the other world, gravity is inverted for them, so they float up into the sky. And so there's a guy who crosses over to another world, and he meets a girl, and they are inverted. So he always floats up to the sky, and she has to kind of tie him down to stuff. And then there's like a whole fantasy plot, but it's a great movie. I recommend watching it. I can't really explain the plot, but
all right.
We skipped over that probably a lot of people have watched is Little Witch Academia.
Oh,
was it a movie? Yeah, it wasn't a season though, right? It was a movie.
I'm missing
a short the episode. ONAs and movies. And
please
stuff.
Don't yell at me. I kind of just like fell off of season two. I just didn't. It just didn't hit like season one, so I'm sorry. Please don't attack my
family. I never watched that show.
Yo, everybody attack Gizmo. He sucks.
I haven't either.
That's okay.
It's fine. I just wanted to point it out because it was a popular show.
Then there's Garden of Words in spring 2013, a Makoto Shinkai movie, aka Feed the movie.
And animated. Whoa, hold on. I was busy typing something else. What were we talking about here? Sorry, what was
the Garden of Words?
The movie?
The Feet Lovers movie.
Garden of Words.
Famous naked animated feet on the screen. And the probably best looking rain effects like in animated movies.
That's dope. Anything else anyone wants to cover, or should we move on?
I think I'm good otherwise.
All right. 2013. That was a hell of a year. Some really good titles on there. Let's go to our last segment here. This is just more fun stuff about our own podcast. What is everybody looking forward to in this next upcoming year? Any episode ideas, guests that you might want to try to have on, anything like that? Let's start this time with Ed.
Tearless. I want to do more stuff where we kind of butt heads about where things belong. So I'll probably be introducing a few different tier list options, whether it's rating your favorite harem, waifu, or just show in general. We're going to tell you whether your taste is good or bad.
a harem tier list. That just sounds like we're printing money at that point. I mean, we're just making money on top of money. People are going to tune into that one.
The question is, how would we do that? Do we have to agree on a tier to put them in?
Or? Yeah, you have like to. We all have to be
we
like.
We have to do it live.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to be okay with it, or trade votes. You can trade votes. Like, all right, oh, if yeah, you put it,
bring politics into this. I give yes. you this vote, then you vote for my opinion.
Mike, if guys, you put this in S tier, I'll edit the next two shows.
Yeah, there you
guys,
go.
Guys, I need you to pause for a second. I need everyone to get a monitor because we don't back vehicles without a monitor. And I need to back this bus up for a second. And I looked up Garden of Words and the tags. Number one tag is coming of age. The second one is male protagonist. The third one is heterosexual. The fourth one is feet.
Yes.
And guys, this is the research and the time and effort that we as a podcast put into
this is
every single episode.
So thank you, Gizmo, for finding my new my next
Mike,
can you
click on the feed tag and see what other shows are listed?
All right,
at feed?
let's see. My Dress Up Darling, really? Actually, so
yeah,
My Dress Up Darling
sense.
Is number one with Garden of Words. Number two.
Number one feature, My Dress Up Darling.
Missing Monogatari is number three. Aramanga Sensei is number four. Eminence of Shadow number five. Summertime Rendering number six. Watamode number seven. And
Summertime
Strike of Blood number eight. And oh yes, The Hidden Dungeon Only I Can Enter.
With my feet.
I think we should do a feet tier list.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
And of course, I got Mirror Tights. Mirror Tights was literally just an anime made for like stocking feet.
Realized that when I'm looking forward to this to the future is just not doing this podcast anymore.
My life sentence is Inukai San's dog is also on this list.
I mean, she's got to be up there, dude. He licked them toes. That doggy licked them toes.
Oh yeah, they did the feet bath thing. Like a bunch of dogs like lick the girl's feet. Oh god.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a rough. You know what? Let me say this too. Another reminiscing thing. We covered some wild fucking shows this year in our impressions and reviews. Things that I would never watch if it wasn't for this podcast. And please go
back.
Are
you grateful for that, or are you? Is it upsetting?
Can it be? Is both an acceptable answer?
King, I cannot deny the way you're feeling.
Yeah, there's some. Oh man, you know what? Remember that one hit Sister Kill show? That was so dumb, dude. That was such a stupid show. Oh my god, we covered so many bad ones. Mike, looking to the future, is there anything you're looking forward to this next year of doing the podcast? Episode ideas, guests, anything?
I guess just for quote unquote solo projects. Obviously continue the After Dark series, looking at respectful ways of looking at hentai, trying to figure out a good way of getting, we want to get some on there to kind of lead an episode. Trying to work out some details on that. Also, probably we're going to look at NTR, the notorious NTR. Yeah. You know me. And stuff like that. Very much a kind of like, misunderstood and often rife with like using as insults and stuff like that, but a lot of people are really big into.
Shout out to Mike, real quick. Shout out to NTR Moblin from
yes.
Zelda Link's Awakening. Yes. He's a big hit in Manga Club right now.
You
want to know more about NTR Moblin? Come check out Manga Club 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And I should say that those aren't really a solo act. Literally, I've been writing the coattails of Kai and Nick. Honestly, Nick is when you can finally get that boy like pointed in the right direction. He is like a steam engine. He cannot be stopped.
You have to wind him up, point him in the right direction.
But the problem is you got to get him like going. Like it takes a bit to get him going, and it takes a bit to get him like aimed right way. But man, and obviously Kai is just the force of nature, and doesn't need anyone's help in generating like amazing content like he does.
Shout out Kai
on his website. What's the
godislolly.com.
godislolly.com. Thank you very much.
Clear and sweet on YouTube. shout out Kai just for being a huge supporter of the show this whole time too. He helped us a lot with sound stuff, with like back end kind of things and tech things. So he's been nothing but a friend to us, and we really do love you, Kai.
Lots of great feedback we've gotten from him. So what else? What else am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to inflicting some. I think we talked about the fact that we're going to do my incest but double feature, which is Eremanga Sensei and Orimo. Eremanga Sensei, we read in Manga Club, went over like a lead balloon. So we'll see how the anime fares.
I love that. I'm looking forward to that.
Throw in the Yoruga no Sora.
No! Don't do that one. I don't want to talk about that one.
That's like an After Dark kind of thing.
That reaction makes me want to watch that even more.
Can we do an incestuous SmackDown? Like, is that?
Well, here's the thing:
is 2040 year of incest?
Well, here's the thing too, like to let people in on some inside baseball about our podcasting too, is like we all take vacations for important reasons, family time, mental health, all that stuff. And the idea is if someone's going to take a vacation, you build an episode around what they would hate or not want to participate in and get that out. So this is I need vacation. So maybe you guys cover that show then.
All I have to say is Howard.
Anyway, coward. I love that. Gizmo, what about you, man? What are you looking forward to this next year? What you want to cover, all that good stuff?
Yeah, so I definitely want to do another Thunderdome at some point.
Yes, that was a huge hit with the Summit crew, by the way. They actually want you. They want you to do a Thunderdome for them, so you might have to help them with that.
The pressure, God. It does take a bit of time. Like I definitely took quite a long time to prepare for that episode. But I think now that I have the basic setup and I know what I'm doing, kind of, it's gonna be quicker for the next one. But I don't expect this to be like a regular thing. It might be maybe once a year or so. I think
that makes sense. It's a special occasion. We're a bi-weekly podcast, so like we have a lot to cover.
Also, we don't want to overload the people with greatness.
then there just could be like, what's the rest of this shit going on?
Let me say one thing too. I noticed too, everybody on this show has a lot more confidence in themselves ever since we've gotten to episode
maybe 28. Too much confidence, some would say.
Yeah, everybody.
I would argue, if anything, my confidence is slowly deteriorated as you guys increase.
Oh no. You've sucked.
Because now you guys are becoming competent, whereas at least I had a monocle of like
Mike's like I came in competent, you guys were just dumb. We were like,
and now that you're the competent ones, it's become realized that I was actually incompetent all along.
Gizmo, what else are you looking forward to this next year?
Yeah, so we're planning a bunch of like special episodes, maybe Attack on Titan at some point. Who knows?
Cooking.
Work on our first impressions a little bit. I don't know, maybe I can find something that we can improve there. We were already talking about the reading out the synopsis.
This has been a contentious source amongst the four of us. We can't really come to a, because none of us. Well, I mean, some of us would be like, well, maybe we do two episodes. And some of us are like, absolutely not. Like, we are done.
I don't want to spend more time with you guys than I am obligated to. And if you're a listener, if you're a listener, because here's the thing I've noticed too, if you look at our numbers, like the impression and review episodes do, like more people tune into those than anything else. And I understand the logistics of why. It makes sense. So if you're listening out there and you're like, hey, here's an idea, or I'd love to see you guys do this, write into us. We'll take it under review. We'll check it out. You know what I mean? So if you took the time to do that, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah. I don't know if you can do two episodes. I don't know if you can pay King enough to do that.
No, the problem. And, no. Here's the problem.
I was trying to be discreet.
Here's the problem.
Who's got the problem? Oh,
no. Let's air the dirty laundry. Here's the problem.
The podcast.
Gizmo wants to watch every show, and he'll talk about a shit, terrible show for 5 to 7 minutes, and at the very end of the review, he'll go, "I'm dropping the show," and I'm like, "Bitch, you just talked for 7 minutes about a show that sucks. Why are you? Don't do that.
Can't tell the people why I don't like the show. That's a fun
yeah. It does, you don't like the show because it fucking sucks. That's yeah, what. That's look, right. 20 seconds.
That is content, King. You don't understand.
Gizmo, you should have like the Gizmo addendum at the end where it's just Gizmo going off, and it's just like it fades off with like this music. Dun, dun, dun.
But hating on terrible shows, that's what the AAA podcast is made of, you know?
Oh, wait a second. Grinding Gizmo's gears. Wasn't that a thing we started doing and we stopped?
At the very beginning of the show, we had these little segments that we would come up with, and some stuck and some were just like, this is stupid. Let's not do this. And some things morphed into other segments that we've stuck with.
If I have another topic for my grinding gear garage, I'm down to bring it back. But I just don't have like smaller topics to rant about at the moment. So
yeah,
we will see.
But if he's got something, he's content, you know, he's always cooking.
Yeah. If something annoys me, it's gonna come back.
What else are we looking forward to, boys?
Ed.
I also want to bring on some more Discord members again.
I'm looking forward to more guests.
Yeah,
That was gonna be fun. That was my big thing. I want to get on two dudes who have been very cool to me personally, the Anime Brothers podcast, JD and Earthworm. Mike and I, actually, as you're listening to this now, after this podcast, switch over to Anime Bros. If you haven't listened, me and Mike are on the latest Anime Bros podcast episode. We did anime powers tournament bracket kind of situation.
I don't even know why I got tagged for that, because I'm like the worst person to ask for that.
Guys,
I wasn't even asked.
This is actually the first we told you about this. We sound like complete fucking idiots on that episode. To be serious, we did not represent Plummet well.
That's why you represented Plummet.
literally, there was one character that I was like, I don't know any of these characters. Oh, this character shares the same name as a boat girl. Look at this, guys.
Mike would go on his tangents, and I'm just like, holy shit, we're both so dumb. And it was cool because Ricky from Weebology podcast, he was so cool and so nice and such a smart guy. We would say the dumbest shit, and then I would look at Ricky and be like, Ricky, please say something smart. Save me right now. And
it should have been there because it was a lot of shonen stuff, and it's just like,
yeah, yes, we
all going over
but
my head.
Man, that was so fun. So I want to do something with the Anime Bros specifically. So I want to have those guys on. Me and those guys have been recording a lot together recently, and we've become really good friends. And I just love their attitudes. I love everything they bring to the table. Same with the Weebology boys. We have a bridge to them now. Ricky is super cool, and I hope to have them on.
I listened to your drunk cast with Earthworm, I think it was, and he was talking about Baldur's Gate, and I really wanted to jump in like and talk Baldur's Gate with him, so maybe we can
I'll set up a we'll set up a that's another thing, looking like the drunk cast is the perfect way to bring
the problem is
to people.
You don't know anything about Baldur's Gate, and you're just gonna sit there and like, oh, what the fuck are they talking about?
That's the whole point of the drunk cast, dude, is just for King, me to sit there and be drunk.
it's on PS5, just pick it up, play it from now
there
on.
There we go,
do it.
That's your homework, King. Play
you just see Giz and the Eric Andre gift of him, like, let me in,
let me in. No, and the plan for the
outside knocking on the windows, like, what the hell?
I love that. We've been doing King's Drunken Court every month for the last 6 or 7 months. So I do it at the beginning of, I record at the beginning of the month with guests. We release it in the middle one, the middle of the month. I already have the next two stocked and loaded, so that's good. But these guys, all of the Plummet boys will be back on in the near future. And we want to bring more guests onto that to talk about what we're reading, watching. It's just like laid back, casual conversation to chill. Just always extra bonus content.
By far, like, probably the most successful of all of our, like, little spin-off-y things. has been the drunk cast.
Well, it's good for opening doors for folks that we like hang out with on Discord, other podcast hosts. You know, I want to get a whole bunch of different kind of people on that. So I think definitely my goal, get more guests on that they're always popular. We want to bring each summit host was on their own specific episode this last year. And I'd like to do the same for this year. Pull Danny in on something. The only other thing I'm looking forward to this next year is, guys, we, and Ed kind of mentioned it with tier list, but we actually need to have a proper anime plummet waifu list. We bring our top 5 or 10 waifus and we go around the horn and we rock. We have not done that. And that's amazing to me. We're a year in. We have not done that yet. So I really want to make that a point.
So one other thing, Jeff Gerstmann, who I follow doing a lot of stuff, I followed him for years since he's been GameSpot. He constantly does these like lists where it's like he's rating like energy drinks or rating like all the NES games, where he just keeps a list that's forever growing. So it's like I have like 546 entries. He's always like, we'll put this one right about here. And I think like the idea of the fact that we just have like a growing list of waifus and be like, who is that even is? So you'd have to have probably pictures just to keep track. But I think it would be funny if it's just like a time immemorial, like just like the plummets waifu, like top list where it's just, it's not like of the season. It's just constantly growing. I think it would be kind of funny to do. It's just like something that anyone can access at any time and look at and be like, you guys are just full of it. So
we want one list for all of us. Yeah, that's going to be tough, though.
Again, well, that's...
It's going to be arguing and tears and crying.
That,
you know?
Sort of like friction. Like, I know Ed kind of likes... that's what causes... what makes the entertainment, I guess you could say.
I'll tell you something crazy that I think we should do this year. Because we already pay for it with the Zencaster subscription we use for recording our show and editing and everything and make it nice and easy. Boys, I think we're getting about to the time where we do the video recording and then throw it up on YouTube and see how those YouTube numbers do. We already pay for it, so.
Yeah, you know? We just have to, like...
we have to figure out that whole process.
Yeah, a lot of the podcasts are nice because they're still the Wild West in the sense that I can use licensed music and not give two hoots.
Oh yeah, that's
true. Whereas if we're YouTube, then it has to be like a YouTube version where we basically strip out all, unless we somehow actually get a piece of music licensed for our show. Right?
And it's the same on Twitch, right? I don't think you can use any licensed music.
I think there's something about time limits too. There's like rules to all of this stuff. So
yeah
we'll take a look
is.
At it this next year. Twitch,
We could totally record on Twitch, like if you guys wanted to like that, because we don't put any of the music in while we're doing stuff, right? So we could totally record.
Except
on Twitch.
Maybe.
Yeah, keep it going, baby. That's right. You know what? Actually, this is a perfect time. Let's do any final thoughts. It's been 1 year, boys. This has been one of the most fun projects that I've taken part in as an adult. It's a great way to get my creative juices flowing. I love the work that all of us put in. We all step up. We all cover when somebody needs help or needs a break or anything like that. So really, I think the best takeaway is I get to laugh with my friends every week, and I couldn't ask it for anything more.
And your
but
friends,
what about you guys?
Come on.
We're still at the we are friends. No major drama has come up. When will the drama come? I don't know, but at some point, like this is the arc of any
more drama next year. That's what Mike's like. We need more drama.
Duma
next
Mike
year.
In the room
no,
again.
Please. I don't want
to. Yeah, no, I love talking about anime and manga and shit. So it's been super fun, and I'm looking forward to doing another year of this.
100%.
Oh, I forgot about the special. Actually, I can talk about it. It's, I want to do an Alien cast in the future.
Oh, yeah. On the Alien, the Ridley Scott Alien franchise.
A cinematography series similar to the Bradbeck thing that King and Danny are doing.
Yeah, I think we're gonna kind of go over like pirates and take over one of their cinematography series for a little bit.
And
yeah,
we might have some of the summit hosts on there as well.
Yeah. Creating content outside of just our anime stuff is always a really great blast. Yep. Getting to do the cinematography Brat Pack stuff with Danny is like super fun for me and her. We laugh our asses off the whole time. And Sam sometimes joins us. So please go check out those episodes that are probably they're under Anime Summit. So go check those out for sure. Ed, any final words from you, man?
Just thank you guys for coming along with this. It's always like nice to have, like, we all have our different opinions on a lot of shows, but we find a way to mesh it together nicely.
Yeah, I think for sure. I love that. Mike, any last words from you, man?
Keep that podcast life balance. Don't go too far one direction, right? Also work. Fuck them. Eat the rich.
Fuck the system,
rise up, you know, that kind of thing. Love you all, and here's to another year.
Hell yeah, man. Hey, and thank you. I love that. Hey, and thank you to the listeners. We wouldn't be here without you, and we appreciate all the love and support from all the folks that chime in on the Anime Summit Discord about what we can do to make this show better, more fun, your thoughts on us, my terrible takes, my terrible picks of the season. Those will keep coming. Don't worry about that. We're going to be chugging along through this next year. We've already got planned out through February. So our schedule is booking up, which is exciting to see. I love seeing a filled out schedule for the next coming months. Stay tuned for some cool impressions that'll be coming up shortly. We have a fun holiday themed episode planned for our next episode. all the holidays are coming around. We got Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and all that cool stuff. New Year's as well. So, but you know what? We're going to put a little spin on it from my man, the Grinch. He's going to be making an appearance, I think, which is going to be super fun.
What is more Christmassy than hating on stuff?
We're sick of all the joy and love that's spread. We need some hate. So stay tuned for our next episode. And thank you guys again for tuning in. This is the Anime Plummet, episode 28, the 1 year anniversary. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Signing out.
Toodles.
Bye.